Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I have the unfortunate news to say to the rest of you and all of our listening and viewing audience that Greg is not returning to work until Jimmy Kimmel's job is restored at ABC.
What?
He stands in solidarity with the late night host.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
My mother used to say, until you understand and you accept what it is, life ain't fair and this is the crap that you're living, enjoy it, be happy, because if you think things are going to change, you are out of your mind. My mother used to say, wake up and smell the coffee. No, my mother used to say the opposite. Speak up so people can hear you.
Yeah.
She used to say that.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney, what's your name?
Good morning, everyone.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Choked up over that lead.
Yeah, wow. That was beautiful, Jackson. Thank you.
Are you going to die?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Kind of the turning point here where maybe now it's kind of, all right, let's go all
put
up
put your pants back on.
Yeah, it's so sorry. Hot when Shime talks ball.
My God, I love it so much.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Martin. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick. Boom.
What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
What up, man? What's poppin'?
Well, nice to be back.
How was leafy Vermont, if you will?
You know what? Beautiful state.
And, gorgeous.
Had an excellent time. Missed you guys. But it was fun. Good to get away and good to get a little business done. And saw Elvis Costello perform, which I enjoyed, but I'm not sure many others did. So you have to be in the right of the right age and of the right vibe to appreciate Elvis Costello. But it was great. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Have the leaves started changing yet?
No, none of that.
Oh.
No, I'm going to have to make a separate leaf peeping trip.
Thank God.
You know, Curtis, I always do that every year.
Oh.
I love going north and just staring at the leaves and then getting Instagram pictures.
You and Dale in different ways are big peepers.
Yeah.
I did feel bad for you because it seemed like you ate half a sandwich at one point and then a full tin of caviar. So it seemed like you're budgeting.
Half a sandwich. I had a salad for lunch yesterday. You know me. That's my thing.
Right.
And then my ride home, which should have been beautiful, was ruined because I listened to the Red Sox game.
Yeah, bad move on your
on
part.
The entire way home on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network yesterday.
Should have listened to Big X the Plug's new album.
Well, tell you what, that patient needs a transplant or is on life support. I don't know where to start on that yesterday. You got costly errors.
Mm-hmm.
You got after the second inning, you can't put the bat on the baseball, and you're putting yourself in a position where you almost have to win out. Like I don't know how much confidence you have in this series. I guess you have confidence tonight. You got a three-game set with the Rays. You got confidence tonight because of Crochet, but I don't know. How much confidence do you have this weekend, Curtis?
Not much at all. I'm officially worried.
Are you?
Oh, my God. They were a comeback win away from being swept in a must-win series against the A's at Fenway Park. And can we stop with the Brian Baio thing? You know what Pedro he's like? The one in Napoleon Dynamite that ran for president. He's not like Pedro Martinez.
No, he's
it
not.
It is
Pedro.
Absurd. First of all, even if he was really good, he wouldn't be Pedro. But then you have a start like that yesterday where you implode. Just awful. Awful.
Well, the error is what killed him. I mean, when you look at that error.
Well, the home run in the first probably.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you've seen guys give up home. He only gave up two runs. That error that I think they might have credited him for, the throw-in error. From the third, what's his name? The third baseman. Who was that guy? Kuntz? What the hell was his name? The third baseman who made the play? I'm guessing everybody's drawing a blank. Who's the third? Was it Bregman?
Bregman plays third base?
Yes.
Yeah, the throwing error in the second inning.
Never heard Kuntz.
I don't know why I said Kuntz.
I don't either.
I don't know why I said Kuntz.
But they have a guy named Kurtz.
Kurtz, maybe that's who it is. I don't know why I said Kuntz.
Kurtz plays first base.
Trevor's story is
hard. It was the first baseman who made the error, but it was a bad throw. And I think they might have gave it to Kurtz. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Malcolm Kuntz is a football player.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Kurtz is the first baseman for the Athletics.
For the Athletics.
No.
Yes.
What am I thinking of here?
I don't know.
That's why we're all lost.
Let me know.
What strain did you use this morning?
This puppy ground to a halt before I could even get it going here this morning. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And the
Trevor Story had an error yesterday.
No, it was the second inning when the A's went up 3-2. All right, never mind. Maybe I'm missing something here.
The second inning, the Red Sox scored a run. Nobody from the A's scored a run in the second inning yesterday.
Okay. Was it the third inning then I'm thinking about? I was listening to it on the Odyssey app.
Curtis, could you rewind the app while the show is going on for us? And if we could go back to the part where I was discussing perhaps the fact that you got this series and you got to win this series. I don't know anybody who has a lot of confidence in them doing that, but and then you got to do the same thing when it comes to Toronto. You got to do the same thing when it comes to Detroit, and you may end up needing Garrett Crochet on short rest the last game of the season in order to secure the wild card, because the Guardians are. That's a team that's on fire, and they're only a game and a half back. They've won 12 of their last 13, I think.
And I don't think you're going to get anybody on short rest. Like Curtis was talking with Craig Breslow yesterday, and he said he wants to make sure that the rest continues to be pretty standard.
Well, you're going to have Garrett Crochet. I mean, if you have to win that last game of the season, you're going to have to have him on short rest.
And he said they weren't backed into a corner.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What do you guys think the chances are if Toley shaves the stash? You think that would be a good, you know how slump busters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, might big time let big stash go.
Do they have slump busters in other sports, or is it just baseball?
I never heard of it in other sports.
Yeah, I think it's just baseball.
Yeah, I've never heard of it in other sports.
You never know. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got Kyle Harrison going tomorrow, and then you get Connolly early on Sunday. So,
Breslow said they liked the way Early's been pitching, though. So, hopefully that's another positive.
Maybe they'll give him 82 pitches in his next start. I know that Lou was bothered by Jones on social media about how Jones said if this team implodes and misses the playoffs, Cora is going to be on the chopping block. But once it's easy to say in a a theoretical way that he won't be in trouble, but if they miss the playoffs, the emotion, everything you're talking about is going to be ratcheted up by 1,000, and it's going to be impossible for Cora to escape another second half swoon. The Red Sox, despite the trade, whatever, they are a far more talented baseball team than the Guardians. This should not be a game out in the loss column with 9 games to go. And if they don't make the playoffs, it would be, I think, improper business operation if they didn't reevaluate the manager. Because what else is his job? And that's the other thing. Yesterday, it's like, Cora, masterful job with the bullpen, the day before. And everybody on social media is like, that's my manager. Anybody bitching now? And then yesterday, it's crickets.
No, I mean, he pinch hit, I think it was 4 consecutive guys to end that game yesterday. Here's another question for you. If Willier Abreu, Curtis, is 86% or whatever they're saying is, why can't Alex Cora pinch hit him in a game yesterday?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you're trying it's coming down to the wire here.
Right.
You're trying to win baseball games. Like, there's nobody other than Trevor Story who's been hitting the ball. Trevor Story has 25 home runs. Maybe Bregman has, I don't know, what did
like
Bregman
16
have?
Or 17,
17 maybe.
Something like that.
And then that's it when it comes. You're up against these teams that you got guys that are, you know, hitting their 30th off you yesterday. There's 5 guys that got 20 home runs. It's just, in many cases, like.
Devers has over 30.
Yeah, Devers, when it comes to bats, Devers, Anthony and Abreu, like, you've been without those bats for a considerable amount of time on this baseball team.
And we have no idea when Abreu is coming back. Zero.
And he's 86%. He might be 86.5% by this morning. I have no idea. But anyway, did you watch a football game last night?
I did. Wow. Wow, Miami.
I think the way they played, though, Mike McDaniel's safe for another week.
Yeah, he's safe for another week, but they had 2 horrible, horrible mistakes.
Yes.
The roughing the kicker, which was so, I don't know what the guy was thinking. The defensive lineman wasn't going to block it. And then Buffalo ends up going down and scoring to make it 21-14 in the third quarter. Miami's driving probably with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter to tie the game up, and Tua throws the worst interception possible.
And
stares
then,
down
and
the wide
stared,
receiver.
And then stared down his wide receiver. Like, I mean, come on.
I mean, looked at him from the time they got the ball in his hands to the time it left his hand. He just like, so the linebacker knew exactly where he was going with it.
Here's next week, you have to win a game. Who do you want, Tua or Mac?
I think I want. Well, you know who I want.
I might go to the island on this one.
I mean,
honestly,
I might purchase a ticket.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Tua sucks.
Yeah,
God, does he suck?
He airmailed Tyreek Hill again on the sideline. I mean, well, he almost got his running back killed one time.
Also, Bills did not cover the spread. What was the spread last night?
12.5.
Yeah, 12.5 last night.
Well, and it's because of that drive in the second quarter there where they stalled out and then Prater shanked the field goal left.
That was – I really thought in live time, I thought that – I was like, ooh, I wonder if Prater's got money on the Dolphins tonight. That thing was 50 yards wide.
It looked like it got tipped, but it just never did.
Right. It was like one of Shime's drives.
Yeah. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. It's a Patriots Friday. And we will be joined at 7:30 by Robert Splain. And certainly that defense, Wiggy, you've been talking about a lot. That defense has got to turn things around a little bit. He certainly is somebody who can do that. I think this football team is 31st in the league when it comes to missed tackles. And Robert Splain is responsible, I think, for 6 of them, 6 or 7 of them. So we will talk to him coming up at 7:30. Yes, Shine?
No, nothing.
Oh, you look like you wanted to say something.
No.
Okay. Before that, though, our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. They said it. I guess we'll try to do they said it at 7. Maybe squeeze that in there. And Josh McDaniels cannot stop gushing over Steph Diggs, and so we'll discuss that and other things when we get to They Said It this morning.
Can I also say, there is my new favorite wag on the Patriots, Gibson's wife. She is all over my TikTok, and she's pleading with Cardi B to come to a tailgate.
Oh, wow.
She is hilarious. Funniest. She's like, I'm throwing a tailgate. I want you to come. Oh. We're cooking. We're doing this. We're doing that.
Oh, I see. Does Cardi B attend a lot of tailgates?
Not yet, but this could be the first. Yeah. Like, she's inviting her.
Is it bring your own? Does she have to bring a dish?
We've got everything covered. Oh, she's like, we also have this punch. She's like, oh, you can't drink the punch.
Right,
congratulations.
Right.
I love it.
Just pull up. That's all we want you to do. Pull up. Have a good time.
Anything pink in a baggie that she could take advantage of?
No.
Like
she's
that?
Pregnant. No. She's with child. Okay. Yeah. So she's child.
Yeah. Steph Diggs' kid.
Yes. Did you hear Steph Diggs' response when asked by the media?
Yeah.
Very interesting. I haven't heard that.
Oh, it was very interesting.
Here was Steph Diggs' answer.
I heard about it.
I heard about it?
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Did he hear about it from Cardi B?
Or I don't know, but he heard about it.
She made it seem like it was her boyfriend.
Right.
She called him her boyfriend.
Yeah, so...
Greg, what do you think? We have, you know, the mundane, boring power rankings ranking each NFL team. What if Courtney did a weekly WAG ranking?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I live to serve, really.
I really. Who is the
Kyle
guy?
Kyle Juszczyk's wife. Yeah. She's probably high up there still, right?
Yeah, I mean, she led the way last year.
All right.
I tell you the worst WAG? Giselle.
But yeah, no, Torrey Gibson.
Gibson.
Number one on my list
number
right now.
Number one on
really?
Your lips.
Yeah.
What's the issue there?
No, she's my favorite.
She's number one.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying she was on your bad list.
Oh, no, number one. She's my girl right now. Like, I follow her. I think she's just, like, the best.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, where were we? Robert Splaine, 7:30. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And there is a robot uprising report after Zuckerberg had a slight issue yesterday when introducing the world to his Borg-powered smart glasses. Didn't quite go the way Zuckerberg thought it was going to go. I feel like you would be a smart glasses person. You would embrace the robots and the AI-powered smart glasses.
You know what? I was actually watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta yesterday, so yes. I'm kind of watching that.
A lot of threesomes?
No. Oh. And I'm listening to the Sox and the Odyssey app, and I'm kind of watching and, you know, playing Call of Duty. And
maybe somebody on, what was the show?
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Maybe there's somebody on that show whose name is Coons or Coochie or whatever it was, whatever you were mistaken about this morning.
There's a lot of reference to cootie cats.
Cootie cats.
All right.
But he had on those Ray-Ban glasses with the cameras.
Yeah.
Freaks me out.
It does.
People wear those.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I think they're wearing those just to get, like, spy and get information people.
I think this is why we can't have nice things. Like, people always will use something cool like that for something bad. But I think a lot of people use it when they're on vacation, like walking around, being able to see the sights.
I feel like it's more for other stuff.
Well, you mean like they're trying to get
nefarious
stuff on you? They're trying to get in.
Yeah, they just you know, because they wear them. It's
getting
like
freaky.
But if you're not doing anything bad, what do you like? Why do you?
Well, if we're having a conversation, you and I.
Yeah, you don't want it to be. You don't want it to be recorded.
Yeah, maybe I say
in the robot glasses.
Yeah, maybe I say something jokingly, and then you get mad at me one day, and you're like, "Oh, we were hanging out, and here's what he said."
Yeah.
It's very strange when people get those glasses.
In Massachusetts, you have to give consent to record a phone call. Shouldn't the same be for conversations?
Ooh. Right. And they make a huge deal of these Ray-Ban videotaping, like, or these sunglasses with the cameras on it. Like,
well, that's what Zuckerberg was trying to introduce yesterday, the Meta version of it.
Okay,
Meta's such a losery name. I'm sorry. Oh, I hate it.
Wow. Hey, I want to live in the Metaverse. What's wrong with
it? It's like Metaverse. Like, everything I hear about the Meta this, Meta that, it just...
Okay, all right.
It's abhorrent.
Anyway, we'll get to that in the rest of the news at 7:45, and we will play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning or thereabouts. But right now, to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now, brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their last with the A's 5-3 the final after Oakland jumped out to a 3-1 start in the first inning. Brian Baio went four innings, giving up three runs on five hits while striking out three. So that magic number to clinch a wild card spot stays at 8.
Wow.
The score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays tonight. 7:35 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bills take down the Dolphins in Thursday night football, a closer game than most expected, ending 31-21 after the teams went to the locker room at halftime tied at 14. Tua Tagovailoa completed 22 of 34 passes for 146 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception in the loss, while Josh Allen completed 22 of 28 for 213 yards for three touchdowns in Buffalo's win. The Patriots are gearing up for their Week 3 matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll talk to Robert Spillane on the Patriots on this Patriots Friday morning. It also seems like Keon White is going to be good to go. Patriots injury report, zero guys listed on that for not participating. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. We've got our leads coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Friday, and that means Robert Spillane will be on this show coming up in about an hour. Plenty of time to leave a voice note for us on any topic. Try to bring the funny, and you can leave it on the Odyssey app, which is where you can listen to us at any point if you can't listen on the radio, or you're not streaming at WEEI.com, or you're not at home today on Mail It In Friday and watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch. You can go right to the Odyssey app and leave a voice note on something that we are talking about, like the Red Sox, or something that we are not talking about. And we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Could we open the window world, the Boston weather window, because this is the last weekend of summer, and I want Curtis to tell us what it's going to be like, Shime. All right, Curtis, nice out there this morning, I'll tell you.
The best two-month stretch of weather I can remember. Just gorgeous, almost every day. 61 right now, clear skies, going to be gorgeous, sunny in the mid-70s today, upper 70s in spots. Tomorrow, perfect apple picking weather, Greg.
Oh yeah,
is that ready? People, can you pick apples?
Oh yeah.
Not well. I don't know how the drought is affecting. Like Courtney brought up the foliage.
Yeah.
And we're in a bit of a drought situation. Poor Ernie. I took a little trip yesterday over to Ernie's house in
just
Vermont.
Just quickly, poor and Ernie are never in the same sentence.
and the poor guy, he's got a little pond on the property there.
Uh huh.
In Vermont,
mm-hmm.
That has trout in it.
Oh, it's good fishing hole.
The man had to bring in 70,000 gallons of water in order to keep the trout alive because of the drought. So,
he's a man for others, though.
Like these are the kinds of problems that we as regular everyday people just don't have. We don't think about these.
Let me tell you, that shack.
It's a nice
looked
shack.
Pretty
got,
nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice shack up there. But anyway, so Curtis, we're gonna have a pretty good weekend to end summer.
Great, great weekend weather. 67 tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, 68 on Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. Looks like a great day to watch some football at Gillette, and you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com. Not only football Sunday at Gillette, but tomorrow at Gillette, the enshrinement of Bill Parcells and Julian Bubbs Edelman into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Are you attending, Coach?
Yeah, I'll be down there Saturday. I gotta, you know, I gotta go support my my guy Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there. I'll probably see Max Lane down there.
Yeah.
Should be a great turnout. I'll see Jules down there.
Yeah. You know,
great
for him.
Yeah. Nico, yeah. We had Nico. He called in yesterday, so he'll be down there.
Yeah. Maybe you could ask Edelman if we could we could break some bread. You know,
I'll ask him.
Ellie, appreciate the message, bro.
We could solve whatever the simmering problem is.
That's the problem. You got to delete that.
What?
That's the problem.
I have a job to do here. I don't, you know, somebody sends me a message.
A personal message that is a voice note usually means the voice notes are so that they can't be shared with others.
More importantly, I appreciate you over the years.
I wanted fans of Julian Edelman to understand how sad he was about ending his career.
So. Yeah, and that wasn't bad. It wasn't like anything crazy there. He's talking about how great Greg was in his career. Yeah.
It is what it is, Bubby.
So, and Parcells deserves it, right?
We
talked a lot about that. Well, I mean, it was a long time coming for him, but...
Yeah, we've had the conversation, I know, when Ty was on about who deserves it, especially for, like, kind of holdovers, you know, that are from the Parcells regime, but also helped Belichick with some of the success that he had throughout early in his career here in New England.
Also, I'm sure you guys may have spoken about it yesterday, but that poll that you did, Curtis, I don't know if it was recency bias or not, after Ty was in, and you asked whether James White or Lawyer Malloy belonged next in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and it was all James White, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love Ty Law, but James White is far more of a factor in three Super Bowls than Lawyer Malloy was for one, and...
It's recency bias, though. It's the three Super Bowl
How
things.
Could you have Kevin Falcon and not James White?
No, I mean, I'm not saying James White shouldn't be in, but at their peak as players and for the team, Lawyer was a better player. James White had more of a contribution when it came to the postseason and helping the Patriots win Super Bowls.
I mean, if you want to talk about roster building and the franchise as a whole, you could try and make the argument that Bill Parcells was more responsible for the roster that won the first Super Bowl than Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't win that without Ty Law. You don't win that without Lawyer Malloy. You don't win that without Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson. You don't win that without Troy Brown, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Like, that was a brilliant five-year run. In terms of 4 or 5 year run, in terms of roster building by Parcells before he quit on the Patriots.
And James White obviously should get a red jacket. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but I think that just the conversation was why hasn't, you know, Lawyer gotten one? Because he deserves one for what he did for his time with the Patriots and what he was at that time. You know, he was all pro. He was a Pro Bowler for several years. So, but, you know, it's the recency bias. I get it. I understand.
So, Parcells, I think, was held out. There's probably other things that we don't know about, but was held out for a while, obviously, because of the lingering animosity about basically bailing before the Pats Green Bay Super Bowl and taking another job, and a lot of people felt like he mailed it in during that Super Bowl.
Yeah, the fans never voted him in. The fans still carry a grudge.
Yeah.
This was Kraft putting him in before it was too late.
Yeah, I mean, his head wasn't really, I don't think it was in it.
Well, I guess, you know, I understand that, and I understand why.
I mean, if you're in a dome and you're kicking the ball off to Desmond Howard and he returns it for a touchdown, would you turn around the very next opportunity you got and kick the ball in a dome to Desmond Howard, or would you maybe kick the ball out of bounds?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be tired of me. You're going to be tired of me.
I would probably want to. I'd sky kick it. I'd try to kick it. Yeah.
But anyway, so Bill Parcells finally gets in. I got to ask the question. Does Bill Belichick get in?
Oh, he gets a red jacket for sure.
He does? You sure?
Yeah, I think he gets a red jacket. The question is.
Sure?
When is that, and when is, like, does he come back for that?
So I think he's probably going to do it remote. Like, would there be an option for him to do it remote, Curtis?
I don't know. But next year, he's been invited back to be joining the 25th anniversary of Wiggy's Super Bowl team, the first Super Bowl win. It'll be 25 years.
Yeah.
So maybe then you kill two birds with one stone. Because I also think Kraft saw the complimentary response from fans after he said, you know, Bill Belichick is always welcome here, yeah, and everything that came along with that.
And we'll talk about the statue.
Yeah,
and,
so I think he continues down that road.
But the only problem is next year with that is during the season, Bill's coaching. So that becomes a whole cluster get him here.
It'll have to be after he retired.
Yeah.
After he's done with the Dolphins.
Yeah. when the UNC Tar Heels finish up the Beefo Brady Bowl, they can bring him over.
This is Ryan from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, everybody. I got two little things. The first one, I'm happy to see Parcells get in there, and I hope he shows up wearing a cutoff hoodie and has a red flag in his sock and kind of makes a mockery of everything. Secondly, I got a game for you guys. And Coco, I love you. You are one of the best things on the show. But I think you guys should purposely misspeak. Like you just said, kill two birds with one stone. Like say, kill two stones with one bird. See how long it takes Coco to correct you.
All right.
I'll never correct. Right. Let me tell you, I get too nervous.
I will try to do that.
If you are standing in their way, they're going to mow you down.
Yes, they are. You got to be careful with that.
I'll get you back one day, Shy. I will.
I get you, Courtney. I knew what you were saying.
Yep, everyone did.
Right. I speak Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
That is happening tomorrow.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
That's my favorite.
The enshrinement of Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And I think it gets underway at 3:30. Is that right?
I think it's 4 o'clock when it starts, right. So I'm not 100% sure. I'll double check.
Wiggy will be down there. Say hello to our guy, Jermaine Wiggins, tomorrow down there. And Shime, let's get to this. If we can.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Thank you, Shime. Did not get that song on Wednesday night up there from Elvis Costello.
It's like one of his most popular songs. I'd say like most mainstream.
Yeah, the hits that he did were Watching the Detectives, Allison, which is a great ballad. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which is my all-time favorite song, although it's not his song. Nick Lowe wrote that song. And that was about, Every Day I Write the Book, which is another ballad. But guy was pretty good for 71 years old. I like to see these guys because they're getting older and I'm getting older. And I'm not sure how long all of us have left. So, by the way, Curtis, Elvis Costello, brief conversation, giant Liverpool fan, not a fan of the owner. I don't know how that works. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if they don't like, they feel there should be more that's spent on the players or
didn't
whatever.
Didn't they just spend a ton of money on somebody?
I have no idea. I don't know if there are cigars that are being lit over there. Or I have no idea.
I'm honored to be a thought partner of Elvis Costello. What I mean, honestly, if the Red Sox miss the playoffs, what we're talking about is there is going to be an eruption because I think there's a ton of people that are still thinking they're going to win, like they're not going to go nuts until they actually miss the playoffs. But this will be one of the big squanders in the history of the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, it was two weeks ago that you had a 5-game lead,
right?
Yeah. And now Cleveland's a game and a half behind you for the last spot. So
see you later, Cora. They don't make it.
Yep.
You think so?
It all falls on him and Breslow. You know, and Breslow for maybe. But for Breslow not being as aggressive during the trade deadline to maybe add to this team, add some depth
I think they're going to have a built-in excuse when it comes to losing Roman Anthony. And every time I bring that up, there's people who go, what's the big deal about Roman Anthony? Like, it just sucked the air out of the room. It was a bat that you could count on. It was you got rid of Devers' bat.
Mm-hmm.
William Abreu was out of the lineup and has been out of the lineup for a long time. I'm not disagreeing with you on changes that should be made if they don't make the playoffs, but I think they have that built-in excuse.
I think you're just horned up by the Roman Anthony run that he was on, and that's what, because they still, and I heard Jones and Keith talking about this, they still have plenty of talent. Like, Bregman's an all-star.
Bregman has not been good for the last month.
You have to put the Red Sox and their inability to score runs on the guys that are out there. Bregman's an all-star. Trevor Story's having an amazing year. Jaron Duran is a guy last year that people talked about, an MVP candidate. So losing Roman Anthony.
Jaron Duran has been fine. He's been, right, above, but losing he's been Roman, above average.
Losing Roman Anthony is not like losing Manny or Big Poppy
or
in their prime.
Especially when you came into the season and all eyes were on Alex Bregman. Like, that was the guy that we talked about, both a leader on the field, off the field. Like, he was supposed to be what all the pressure was on to take this Red Sox.
One good thing is you don't have to worry about him opting out.
Right. Well, no, he will still. Believe me, Boris will find a way. But I would just go back to two things. One, when Breslow was on, when we were asking every week when Roman Anthony was going to be called up, and he said, we don't want to have to rely on him. Remember that? I don't want to put all the pressure on him. And secondly, let's just go, speaking for myself, I don't think it's an excuse that'll work on the fans. Do you guys think that the Red Sox fan base will say, no, it's okay, we missed the playoffs, Roman Anthony got hurt?
No, I agree with you, Chris.
It might be true, Greg. You might be being, it's something that actually is the case. However, I don't think the fan base is going to be able to accept that.
It's going to fall on Cora and him imploding again in another September, or his teams, and then it's going to fall on, Curtis has been right, and rightfully so he said this, it's going to fall on fans going, well, Brez, you could have brought in a bat, you maybe could have got another pitcher for depth,
I don't know what Alex Cora has to can do or has to do with Rafaela being unable to hit the baseball anymore the last month.
Like, so then what do you blame Cora for then? If you're saying it's nothing's on Cora's plate.
I blame Craig Breslow because the analytics. Like, they have relied entirely on analytics and don't allow anybody to be a human being over there. So
then why pay Cora $7 million when you could save yourself?
Because they needed to re-up him when things weren't good, and they needed somebody that everybody could look at and go, all right, at least they're willing to pay Alex Cora.
So then you're going to drop it all on Breslow?
I would, yes. All right. I would.
Okay.
But, I'm here for the debate.
I'm just asking.
Leads are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. I'll make mine quick this morning. We had Ray Bourque on earlier this week, but I think I might just be out on the Bruins this year. I'm not entirely convinced that anything good is going on over there at this point. David Pastrnak now has, like, knee tendonitis, so that's,
I was going to ask if that has you concerned.
Of course it does.
They're holding him out of practice.
He was the one bright spot on this team, and now he's probably, I don't even know if he's going to be ready to go for the beginning of the season. Who knows how he's going to be all season long. And then on top of it, I didn't think the roster was all that great in the first place, and now, I mean, without Pastrnak, it is a really, really bad roster, to the point where your favorite sports book, Greg, FanDuel has them at plus 430 just to make the playoffs.
Half the teams
in hockey make the playoffs.
It was also scary when you saw the headlines that were pulled from yesterday and the day before with what guys were saying. And it was like, we believe in each other if we just put the right foot forward. Like, it just seems like they're not even believing it.
No, they don't have a lot of hope. They don't have a captain.
Right.
Like, they can't, the organization can't come to a consensus on the captain. I don't think they believe it over there, so why should I believe it? I'll still check it out, and I may flip-flop harder than Curtis did on the Red Sox multiple times this year, but as of right now, I think I'm out.
You're out?
On the Bruins. Yeah,
officially out on the Bruins.
Yeah, as of right now, yes.
Okay. All right. Shyam, thank you. More leads coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday all day long. Patriots Steelers at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. And we will talk with Robert Spillane on this show coming up in about 40 minutes. We have leads left. We got to squeeze in. They said it, Chime. Maybe we could start that at 7:20 and wait for Robert Spillane. We'll figure it all out.
Yeah, we'll find a way.
How was the clock management by Curtis yesterday? I'm guessing stellar.
Very good. There were times where it was not so stellar, but also times where it was excellent.
Oh, okay.
Did a good job. Right. Had a couple good teases. It was good.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, I would say solid.
Okay. Well, let's get to a lead from Chris Curtis. Curtis, hello.
Hi, Greg. You have my undying respect for doing that every day. So Rodney Harrison has joined the chorus of critics on Tom Brady's deal broadcasting NFL games.
Wow.
This is just the craziest story to me. It defies logic, but we're going to hear from Antonio Pierce later, which is going to further infuriate these people. But here's what Rodney Harrison had to say about Tom Brady being in the booth.
Well, when they first panned to him up there with the headphones on, I'm saying he's talking to one of the coaches. He's giving them tremendous insight. You know, and as a player slash businessman, I understand that Tom's going to take advantage of every opportunity that he gets. Think about it. When we walk on that field, we get so much information. We get all the behind the scenes information. We get, you know, which the average fan has no idea the type of information we're getting. We're getting, you know, information on players' health, how a team was built, how tough a guy is. You could talk to scouts, coaches, general managers, and just people within the organization. They're going to give you all this information. And Tom Brady's a smart dude. He's going to use this.
So I don't know how many people just don't read the actual facts of what's going on. He's not in the facility. He's not at practice. He's not walking around the facility talking to scouts or front office people. He's on a Zoom at the Park Hyatt, and he's talking with Kevin Burkhart to Andy Reid. And they're going to say, hey, you know, it's been a good year. You know, we really hope to get something going with what I don't know, whatever they say. And for this to be like, I just don't understand it. The only issue will be for the Fox broadcast that the teams they talk to will be more buttoned up, so they won't get as much inside info on the opponent. On the two teams playing in the game, rather. That's really it. Ben Johnson said, like, it's just a week-to-week thing. This week our game plan is going to be different than it is next week against the Raiders. Like, I just find it to be so laughable.
I told you it was coming. Because people, like, you got to put your mind in their heads on how they think, right? So Rodney's saying, let's say he does talk to Ben Johnson and the Raiders play them a week later. And he says, hey, Ben, what's the deal with Caleb when it comes to third downs? And Ben happens to say, well, you know, where he really struggles is when you bring pressure off of his weak side. You know what I mean? We've been working with him on that, but he just can't get that. And so then he goes back to the Raiders and says, hey, Pete, you know, I got a little inside tip for you.
Yeah, but Ben's not going to give that information to Tom Brady. He knows that Tom Brady...
These coaches aren't morons.
What?
These coaches aren't morons. And nobody...
What?
No, I'm sorry, Wiggy, but there's nobody is holding them hostage to
Mayo,
talk to Tom
but
Brady.
But we sat here with Mayo last year, and there are times you're like,
Well, he may have been a moron, Gerard Mayo.
Neutralized.
Greg, what if he told the broadcast crew that he was going to bench a guy and then didn't bench him as a way to weed it out?
You could have moronic
cash
moments.
Burn some cash.
And I'm not saying that he's a moron, but these coaches have moronic moments. And he might be saying, hey, listen, off the record, Tom.
That's on the coach.
But Courtney,
happy Friday.
This is how people who have seen the game and been around the game from a long time are looking at it. And I get it. We're looking at it differently from here. Like, what are we doing? But people who have been around the game, you know, whether they played or they've reported on it.
Well, that's what you need, is people like that have been around the game and then have gone on to do the a similar job to what Tom Brady is doing. And that is Rodney Harrison. Yes.
I mean, and he's saying it. Find me one person who has said
it's not
what
a
we're
big
saying.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking
Sean
about
Sean Payton.
Did Sean Payton say
it? Yes. Sean Payton and Ben Johnson both said it.
And okay.
Bruce Arians
Arians would be the non, like, he's not a coach because he's kind of in the media that has said he's been in that world saying, he can't get nothing.
And I have a question. If all this institutional knowledge creates a disadvantage, why did Ben Johnson get his doors blown by the team he was a coordinator for last weekend?
Yeah. I listen, Curtis, I agree. I'm just giving you the perspective of some of these former players.
But
that's three former players.
Right, and they're jealous. They want to make $37 million a year. They say, why are you getting two jobs? I want one of them.
So you think Rodney Harrison and Boomer Esiason are jealous of Tom Brady?
Oh, definitely. Every human is jealous of Tom Brady.
Mo, Ron. First name Mo, last name Ron.
Curtis, 508 text for you.
Yeah.
You don't think that Tom Brady knew what type of game plan Josh was going to have 2 weeks ago when it came to the Raiders? No, I don't.
I don't think
Tom Brady knew that and then was able to tell Pete Carroll and the coaching staff that. No.
There was literally no tape on Josh McDaniels running an offense for Drake May. And it wasn't that the Raiders knew their plays. The Patriots just couldn't block.
Well, yeah, it was also that your defense allowed Geno Smith to throw for 352 right. yards.
Yeah, that was a massive deep
conspiracy. That's why they didn't play Drake May a ton in the preseason, to limit the amount of tape that people would have on the Drake May, Josh McDaniels offense. That's why it was also a little shoddy in week one, but then also Tom Brady and the Raiders have nothing to use.
Yeah, it's just a wild, wild story.
Curtis, nice lead. Coming
Thanks.
Up, a lead from Courtney, a lead from Wiggy, and a lead from me next on a Patriots Friday at WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.